Cassie glanced at her dad's winter retreat's pristine lawn. His wife, Victoria, hired the best landscapers in town and had them design the ultimate garden. It was so colorful and well put together, Cassie couldn't deny its beauty. Unlike where their main home was in the snow and freezing temperatures, this part of the country was warm. The heat levels were high, and her tank top had already started to attach to her back on her walk from the driveway to the house.
"I here for dinner, Miss Cassandra?"
Julio, the driver, greeted her with a warm smile. She pasted a smile over her frown and nodded. "Hi, Julio. I am. It's Friday night. That means dinner. Are Ivan and Ivy here yet?" Though her father and his wife lived in the same town as Cassie, up north, this week's dinner was at their beach house, a short 3-hour flight south. With her dad's money came a private jet, one he had sent to bring her and any other family members to whatever house he was currently staying at with Victoria.
"They have already arrived. They went down to the beach, but should be back by dinner time."
He frowned, as if reading the strain on her face.
"Do you need me to carry your bag inside?"
She glanced down at her Louis Vuitton overnight bag and scrunched her nose. "We go through this every week, Julio. I can carry an overnight bag, and if it has wheels, I can drag anything." She laughed. "I'm not Victoria. I don't need everyone to carry a single sheet of paper for me." Julio nodded, a twinkle of humor in his gaze.
"I understand,"
he chuckled.
"You will always be like your mother, so independent."
She loved hearing others say she reminded them of her mom. Her mother had been such a strong woman, one Cassie would have loved to remember. "Thank you. How's things been down here?" Julio shifted his gaze away from her face to the house.
"Things are interesting."
Uh-oh. She had a feeling something was going on. "Tell me now if I have to figure out some hotel accommodations for the night." Not that her father would let her go. Hell, with Ivan and Ivy at the house, there was a snowball's chance in hell she'd get a chance to go anywhere. Julio shook his head, the silver in his hair catching in the sunlight. He was just as old as her dad, in his early 60s, and had been working for her family most of his life. Unlike her dad, Julio had been with his wife, Estrella, for over 40 years. Since Cassie's mother, Lucy, had passed, her father had dated and been single for a long time, until a few years ago when he met and married Victoria, a woman younger than Cassie's 37 years by nearly a decade. Victoria was incredibly high maintenance, and her father did something with his new wife he'd never done with Cassie. He indulged her in anything and everything. From never lifting a finger to carry her own handbag, to ensuring her shopping trips were funded no matter the cost. It was weird to see him that way with Victoria when he'd been the opposite with Cassie. He taught Cassie to be independent, to never need or ask anyone for anything, which is why when her asshole of an ex took off with her money, she had to figure it out on her own. She wasn't going to tell her dad, and she wasn't asking him for money. He'd always warned her against having anyone but a professional touch her money. She allowed the belief that there was shared trust between her and her ex lead her to make stupid mistakes.
"Come on,"
Julio said, and opened the front door for her.
"I can have Estrella make you a drink, if you'd like."
She shook her head. She'd already had vodka and cranberry on the flight down. Inside what most would call a mansion, but Cassie considered one of her family homes, the holiday decorations had been taken down and replaced with fresh, colorful flowers. The decor and multiple vases with family photos gave the big house a homey feel.